This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Wharf. Republicans are making law and order a key part of their fall campaigns, and that includes North Carolina's state legislative races, where GOP House Speaker Tim Moore this week accused more than 40 Democratic candidates of supporting an agenda that would defund the police. Joining me to talk about this, and whether it's true, is WFAE's political reporter, Steve Harrison. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Lisa.
So let's start with the House Speaker's comments. What did he say exactly?
Moore called a news conference earlier this week to highlight a pledge that numerous state legislative candidates have signed. It's from a Washington, D.C.-based group called Future Now that works to flip legislative chambers from red to blue. Here's what he said.
You know, our nation's in a time of crisis right now. Many of us have seen firsthand the destruction that's happened, the violence that's happened, crime rates going up in cases. The last thing we need to be talking about is reallocating assets from law enforcement and defunding the police.
So defunding the police. Help me unpack what he's getting at.
So starting 2 years ago, Future Now has a pledge that includes seven goals. They are for things like creating good jobs and having affordable quality health care, a standard progressive agenda. One goal is equal opportunity for all. That deals with criminal justice issues. And under equal opportunity for all, there are three sub-goals, if you want to call them that. Equal pay for equal work, regardless of gender or race, ending mass incarceration, and freedom from ethnic and racial profiling. And that's what the candidates signed, and that includes 8 Mecklenburg House members.
So there is no talk about defunding the police in that pledge, then?
Well, not in the pledge, but this is where it gets a little complicated. Future Now has a webpage that has a policy library for each of the goals. And in that library is a proposal called, quote, improve public safety by reinvesting policing savings in community-based and prevention programs. And this is what Moore zeroed in on. That policy library says that police funding has been shown to have no connection to crime rates. It says police officers should focus on problems they're trained to address, notably public safety, and not focus on issues like homelessness and substance abuse. It wants cities to invest, quote, police savings in proven social service programs. I think the statement about police funding have no correlation to crime rates is interesting because you hear similar things from conservatives about education funding nationwide, which, adjusted for inflation, has increased over decades, while student achievement hasn't risen accordingly. And that brings up this idea of what exactly defunding the police means. For some people, it means to fully defund them, to rebuild police departments from the ground up. For others, it means shifting some money away from departments to social service agencies.
And what does Future Now say about this?
It released a statement saying the speaker's comments are a, quote, lie built on a lie. The group says the people who signed the pledge only agreed to work for the overall goals and that the specific policy library is completely separate. It says it doesn't have a formal position on defunding the police. That may be officially true, but the fact that the group suggests that moving money from police departments on its website suggests that Future Now thinks that defunding is a good idea in some form. Mecklenburg Democratic State House member Rachel Hunt signed the Future Now pledge in 2018 before the policy library about police funding was added this year around the time of the death of George Floyd.
Well, I do not support defunding the police. I believe in reforms and making police departments better, and that is what I think needs to happen.
Like we said, Hunt is one of 8 Mecklenburg House members who signed on at one time or another out of 12 total members. The group has given the maximum donation of $5,400 to one Mecklenburg House member, Christy Clark. She's in probably the closest Mecklenburg House race in a rematch with Republican John Bradford. And it's given money to other legislative candidates statewide who are in close races. So I don't think it's accurate to say that the candidates signed a pledge to defund the police, but they are aligned with a group and some have received money from it that has proposed shifting money away from police departments.
That's WFAE's political reporter, Steve Harrison. Thanks, Steve.
Happy to help, Lisa.
And this is WFAE's Morning Edition.